This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. I think we can all admit that life gets a little bit crazy between work, kids, family commitments, money issues, an endless list of errands. It's hard to find time for ourselves. It's not easy to make you a priority, especially if you're a small town business owner either, but it's worth the sacrifice. One couple in Sioux Falls who know a thing or two about balancing your life is Chris and Annie Mello of Sisu Fit. Coming from California, they had a dream for Sioux Falls to get healthy both physically and financially. Not only do they run a local business, but they also have a podcast called Marriage Fit, introducing different tips and tricks that keep your body and wallet happy. They are joining us in the studio right now to tell us more about their journey. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules and giving us a little bit more insight about who you guys are.
Well, what people don't always know is Chris and I actually met at a gym.
Oh.
He was my personal trainer.
She was my third client ever when I started.
I was 19.
And I was 21.
So 10 years ago.
I feel the same way.
In 2001,
exactly. Wow, is that right?
That
your
is.
Third client. Did you either of you think that that would happen, just meeting in a gym your significant other or just through your work?
So what's the stereotype of a trainer at a gym meeting women?
That's it.
In real life, the exact opposite happened.
Oh, okay.
And I looked at I needed somebody that could outlast me in a gym. And we would both be on a Saturday night wanting to go to the gym far more than the bar. And so I knew It was like love at first sight.
So how did you guys get into fitness? Did you always have a passion for it growing up, or how did that start?
My mom was an aerobics instructor and a dance teacher, and she would literally take me after school and I would go sit and do my homework and watch her teach step class or aerobics. Or she would bring me to the gym and I would get to go to the kids club. That was like exciting.
Yeah.
We got to go to the gym. So in fact, that's how I met Chris, was because my mom was helping me move into college and she was going to take a red eye that evening and said, how about we just stop at the gym before it was right around the corner from my new apartment. So had she not had fitness be so prevalent in her life, I would have never met Chris.
And for me, I always had an athletic spirit growing up. And I was the classic tall, skinny person that wanted to excel in sports.
Sure.
So my first introduction with fitness was I was a basketball guy. And going into my junior year, I approached the assistant football coach because they had a prominent off-season lifting program. And I never touched weights in my life. And
yeah.
I was like, I got to get better at basketball. So I sourced that out. And when I went through it, I remember my first bench press ever, and it was shaking and this. I had no body muscle connection at all. But after 10 weeks, I saw amazing results with my body. But quite honestly, like, I was so much more self-confident after starting to lift weights that I was like, fitness is my thing. So basketball kind of got me into it. And then during the junior year, I joined the gym where then I worked and then met Annie. So I was going to the gym for a couple of years, and then I needed to get a job. When I graduated high school, my dad's like, you got to get a job. So I got a job at the front desk at that gym, Spectrum Club. And so I worked there for a couple of years. And I mean, I was a very introverted person in high school. So the gym just became my very safe place where I got to know everybody on a personal level, on a fun level. It was just really, really a safe place for me. And then about 2 years in, that's when I started to become a trainer. It was just kind of the next evolution. And then 3 weeks later, Annie walked in the door. And so that's how we met.
And I think, honestly, it's just been an underlying thing for Chris and I, is like community has really been the base of why we really love and thrive in the gym. And moving here as transplants, knowing three people, it was such a great way to meet people quickly in the community and have this commonality. But then you get so many different walks of life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably the most exciting part of our job. And honestly, being in Sioux Falls is my favorite part. Is there's some people that walk in that I would never have met just because our paths would have never crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get the opportunity to meet them because of this thing that we have in common.
As soon as Chris was mentioning starting weights, I flash back to my basketball memory in high school. It was my sophomore year, and the way that we stayed motivated to lift weights, our coach had Swedish fish in his pocket. His name is Tom Naughton. Tom, if you're listening, I'm talking about you right now. And he would give us history questions. If we would get it correct, we would get a fish and maybe sit out on a set or two. But if we didn't, he had a little bit more, and we got a little bit more conditioning out of it. So he knew what he was doing, Coach Tom Naughton. And when you were talking about going to Sioux Falls, coming here, is that how you landed? You just knew a couple of people, or what got you thinking about Sioux Falls?
So I was actually born here, and then my mom moved to Los Angeles when I was 3 years old. And my grandparents still lived here. So she was raised here. And so every summer I got the opportunity to stay with them so that I didn't have to be in daycare all summer.
Yeah.
So I was back here every summer and I really loved it. I could be a kid. It was very different than Los Angeles, but very healthy. I think the counterbalance was really great to have a city, but then be able to just be able to play and ride bikes wherever I wanted in the summer. And then I took an internship at KSFY.
Oh, okay.
For college. And when I came back, I was 21 years old, and I just felt something. I was like, it's really special here. And it had been something I was yearning for a very long time. And so I think in the back of my mind, it was always a want. And I don't think that you could say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was off the radar.
Yeah.
Because until we got married. Mm. So we got married in 2007 and we moved to my favorite place in California. It was Santa Monica.
Oh, yes.
We
it's
lived
beautiful.
A mile and a half from the beach. I would play the game. How long could I keep my car parked by our apartment before I had to move it for the street sweeper?
Right.
But I just love Santa Monica. And then right when we moved to Santa Monica after we got married, Annie figured out that she doesn't want to live in California anymore.
Mm.
And still, this wasn't on my radar, South Dakota. So it took about 6 months, and then she started dropping some seeds and some about, hey, look at these houses in Sioux Falls and this. And people in California think South Dakota is North Dakota, and they associate it with the movie Fargo. Before
yes.
the TV show, they think it snows 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And I know it feels like that for a lot of South Dakotans, but California has no concept of South Dakota, as mm-hmm. I did it. But quite honestly, when she kept kind of pushing it and we kind of started talking about it more, we were young. We had no responsibility. We were both up for an adventure and we both had a dream. And so the timing was just right for us to take a chance. So we moved here on October 6th, 2008, originally.
Wow. Yeah.
Almost
to like the date of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Is that kind of crazy to think about? Your careers would lead you to Sioux Falls and just your life in general.
Yeah.
Well, for me, my plan was I had an athletic spirit
mm-hmm.
all throughout this time. But then going through college and then even post-college when we were still in California, we were dating and then we got engaged. I realized that I had an entrepreneurial spirit, too.
Mm.
And I didn't want to be just a personal trainer, but I didn't know how to do more in California. So honestly, when we really started saying Sioux Falls is going to be the place, I was like, I could run a private studio in Sioux Falls so much easier than in California.
Yeah.
So much easier to the fact that we sold our car and I cashed in an IRA and we had 10 grand to start a small practice, which would have to add another zero if we tried to do that in California at
yeah.
the time.
That's crazy to think about. So if your career wasn't in fitness, I don't know if you thought about this ahead of time, but what would it be?
Actually, we were just talking about this
yes.
on our walk. And I said, I would have wanted to be a sports broadcaster.
Yeah.
For sure. So it's actually funny because it's still that spirit, right?
Yep.
It's that the athlete in you is always there.
Yep.
And it would just be fun to be able to interview people and get different walks of life and see different fields. interact with
the coaches, so the players. Yeah.
But what was great was when we were talking about it yesterday, it's those same principles of what we really love at CISU.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
For me, I just love justice. I love truth. I love honesty. But I would love to do something in like law enforcement. Like I always grew up watching cop shows or New York Undercover or things like that. So I mean, and I even asked my 6-year-old boys what they want to be. And one wants to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
And one wants to be a police officer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I don't know if it was military or Secret Service or something where you're just like the ultimate weapon for good.
I mean,
that's something that I always have like joked around but kind of gravitated towards if I were to write a different script.
Like the lawyer, Law and Order, SVU type.
Love that stuff.
Yes. I love that. That's wonderful. We're talking with local business owners of CISU Fit, Chris and Annie Mello. They are joining the program with us. What is harder to do? A HIIT workout or owning a business?
Oh, owning a business, 100%. It's like take your longest marathon.
You're sprinting a marathon.
Yeah. And I joked with a girlfriend the other day who's thinking about opening her own business, and I asked her if she likes roller coaster rides. Because if you like ups, really ups, and downs, really downs, then entrepreneurship is for you.
Twists and turns and all that stuff.
And honestly, it's funny. People will say in the fitness industry, it's the worst decision to open a gym if you're looking to make it as a monetary.
Yeah.
Well, the classic rule is if you're a trainer and you like working out, that's why you become a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want more than just being a trainer, then you start a fitness business. But the joke is, if you want to get in the worst shape of your life, open a fitness business, because you don't realize that all the reasons of working out when you get into a business, you don't think about all the business stuff. And that's in depth what you need to do is really get good at the business side of fitness, not the fitness side of business. Mm-hmm. But and the thing is a HIIT workout stops. It's for time.
That's true.
Like when you're running a business, the meter doesn't shut off.
Right.
Like
you can't breathe.
No, you take it home with you and you have it on the weekends and you're thinking about it and you're always trying to iterate or make it better or be more efficient or correct the mistakes or learn from the lessons. Like the meter does not stop. The only time we ever get it to stop a little bit is if we go out of town. We go for an overnight or we take a trip. We literally have to leave Sioux Falls for our meter to just slow down or stop.
Wow. That's crazy to think about, too. Now, the idea behind opening up the local gym, CISU, did you see a need or what was your goal behind it?
So this has been my vision for over eight years. When Chris and I lived in Los Angeles, we used to go on Saturdays and Sundays to a similar type on a very larger scale development that had condos and restaurants and a movie theater and Nordstrom's. And I just thought it was such a thoughtful thing to have is this one-stop shop where people literally couldn't lose because they had everything at their fingertips. And so we would always talk about how it would be so cool in Sioux Falls if you could get your groceries and go to the gym and shower and then go to dinner with your husband or your friend and be able to get IVs and hydrate and just be able to send the person next door.
Yeah.
And so my client, when he was talking about doing this, he had been my client for 12 years now. He had talked about doing this development and they have the same vision for Sioux Falls. With the development. They just wanted to contribute to Sioux Falls and give back, and they love their city. And that's how Chris and I feel about the health and wellness side of Sioux Falls. So it's just a really easy integration, and it has been exactly what our vision was, which is really fun to see 8 years later.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is Annie and I's sixth different gym iteration since 2008.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've studied a lot of business and leadership and sales over the years, and we're not innovators, but we're early adopters. So because we're so in the fitness industry, then we can start to see things before the casual consumer can. And fitness is going in this direction where there needs to be versatility, there needs to be options, there needs to be, like she said, a one-stop shop. And so, and even for us, now that we're in our 40s, we started in our 20s in fitness industry, and now we're in our mid-40s. This is where the 40, 50-year-olds are kind of leaning towards, is kind of having everything under one house. Not a la carting fitness anymore, but having the option to have personalization and training specificity for each individual, because every physical body is unique, but the requirements to success remain the same. And so if you can have everything at your fingertips, you can help the market, the person, find the right plan for that person. And that's where they not only get the results, but they get the satisfaction too.
You mentioned how the guest never turns off when you're a business owner. Is there any other description you can provide about being a current business owner here in Sioux Falls? What that environment is like right now and any challenges you had to overcome when you were starting your business?
I think, honestly, it goes back to community for us. And they have been so receptive, so inviting. I think you and I talked about this, Christine, because you obviously are a transplant as well.
Yes.
Of just welcoming. And they believe you. And I feel like in California for us, there's just information overload. And there's a lot of gimmicky things.
Sure.
And we do speak the truth. And we do love what we do. And we do truly love helping people. And so I think when you keep that mission, it's not hard. It's simple, right? And so if you just look at each day and ask, who can I help? The people are all around you. And of course, there's more difficult days than others. But if you keep that authenticity, and I think like with Sioux Falls, we're here to help each other. And so for us being on the health and wellness side of it, it really coincides nicely with the community here.
Yeah, I think too, in business or any transaction, it has to win for everybody.
Yeah.
It has to win for the client. It has to win for the employee. And it has to win for the business. And I think with Sioux Falls, people want you to win. Like other business owners want other business owners to win. They get it where there's a synergy. So if somebody's winning, it's going to help other people win too. So I think a lot of Sioux Falls is very communal, a community and communal, where how can I help? How can I serve? How can I grow the Sioux Falls community together? Because working together makes everything grow, not only faster, but further, I think too. A big one.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Would you say that's one of the rewards of being business owners? You are being a part of the community and also working with other community members too.
It's very fulfilling. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of industries that we could make a lot more money, but there's not any other industry that could be that much more fulfilling. So we just want to be the best at what we love and then give it and spread it. Because I think that's where the magic is in life, is just being the best you can be and then helping other people become their best. That's where the magic happens.
And my mission is to make Sioux Falls the healthiest city per capita. And so with that mission, I'm not held to anything. I don't have a ceiling because I do own my own business. I don't have somebody telling me no,
yeah,
or that I can't believe in my dreams, my goals, or my aspirations. And I think that's a really special part of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I think a lot of local businesses can relate to you guys too, saying that you just want everybody to succeed. Doesn't matter if it's the fitness industry, a boutique in town, or even a local restaurant. It's all about working together and building a stronger economy for the city.
Exactly.
Well, I think too, with fitness, what we love is fitness is the one thing that can change everything. Like, you get fitter and healthier, you're a better parent. You're a better friend. You're a better worker. You're a better owner. You're a better community person. You're a better neighbor. Like, you can't really say that about other things in life. Other things do help other things, but fitness is the one thing that helps everything else in your life.
Yeah, it's a good thing to point out. We're talking with Chris and Annie Mello from Sisu Fit all about their business and even their podcast that they have called Marriage Fit. Now, for me, I've been thinking of health more than usual, and I've always been an athlete. I've always been pretty active in my life. But when we talk about balance, how do you balance your business, your family, and just working out? Because like what you said, some people have the opportunity to leave work at work. You guys bring work at home, and you work together too.
I say it's all about priorities. What's important to you? And we talk about this a lot on Marriage Fit, the five F's. And for us, it's family first. So, and then for me, I have to move every morning. I just have to. So before the boys, I would say my sweet spot was like 7 a.m., right?
Yeah.
And now it's 5 a.m. But it's the only time that I get to just have that alone time in that space. And it's actually one of the times in my entrepreneurial heart that I get to be in the vision right? It's not in the day-to-day. And so I actually look forward to that piece in the morning. And then we keep a running date night, you know, every Wednesday. And nothing gets in the way of these things. We have a business meeting on Tuesdays at 2:30. It's like those things don't leave. We have a marriage meeting Sundays. So I feel like we have these foundations. And so that's how it's a balancing act is appointments. And you just don't miss the appointment. And that's where the growth happens.
I have so many thoughts on this, but I think...
Take your time.
Yeah, right? One of my favorite ways to conceptualize fitness and health is financial concepts, right? So one way of looking at finding balance is look at it like a budget. And if you need to prioritize health, fitness, exercise, nutrition, whatever, is do a time study. And it's the same thing as you doing a budget with your bank account. And what can you afford to do? What can you afford not to do? And I did a time study a couple of years ago when the boys were like 2 or 3. I was curious because business was crazy. Family life was busy. And then like Andy and I, we have to keep our workouts for ourselves because it's important to us, but it also balances everything else out. Mm-hmm. And we spent 38 waking hours a week with our boys. Like I literally did that. It's like, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm feeling stretched, super, super thin. But for me, I like to look at things very like practical or logistic. And then it's just a matter of making trades. And then I think another thing that where people miss the boat on putting themselves first or priority or exercise or getting to the gym is they look at it like it's another thing to do. It's an expense, so to speak. When you're actually taking care of yourself, it's an investment. When you drink more water, when you exercise, when you lift weights, when you go for a walk, when you do push-ups, when you meal prep, you're actually making deposits into your health account, literally. And you know that the more you do that, you can start getting a return on your investment. So when people say they don't have enough time, they're trying to trade time for time when you can really think, if I do this now, I'm going to get more and more of a return as I go through it, just like they would do in business too.
I feel like I'm getting a little bit of a tip from you. Like I'm sitting in on the Marriage Fit podcast, like in your studio right now, which is another aspect of what you guys are doing too, starting this local podcast, the Marriage Fit. What was the idea behind it?
It really started on our lake trips. We have a lake home about 4.5 hours, and we would just have these wonderful conversations. And we would feel like people just don't talk about these things, and they don't get real. And we didn't hear, especially from married couples. And it doesn't have to mean that you're married. It's that commitment that you make. And so we just thought, you know what? Let's just tell people. Let's tell the world. And if anything, we'll have these beautiful love letters that we can share with our family. And they can hear how we're growing and learning. And honestly, just we did a fun study. We looked back about 6 years ago. And we looked at the podcast. And we listened to the podcast. And you are where you are and you forget where you came from. And so it was really empowering to see how much we had grown, how much our thoughts had evolved, how much our fitness had evolved, how much our family literally had evolved. We did not have children, and now we have 6-year-olds. And so even just for that piece and that give back, and honestly, Christine, probably how you feel, the best part for me is when somebody hits me up and says, thank you, that really saved me this week, or thank you so much, that got me back to the gym, or whatever it is just a really good piece for people to have. It's just been really fun, honestly.
We started the podcast very similar to how we got into fitness. We loved working out, so then we became trainers. And for me, I'm such a learner in life. And I know that the rule of learning is when you learn something, you read something and you learn it and you metabolize it, you take action, that cements that you've learned something. But if you do that and you teach somebody else what you've learned, you actually 10x the learning curve every time that you share that and somebody else learns what you've learned too. It's kind of like the law of giving type of thing. And that's all we've done as trainers. And so now we're doing this podcasters too.
Yeah. So with Marriage Fit, you focus on the 5 F's, faith, finance, family, fitness, and fun. What do people in the Sioux Empire want to learn about most? Like, say someone's coming to you up off the street or at your gym, and they ask you a question. What is something that they're interested in?
Something about fitness, exercise, lifestyle, behavior, something in the health and wellness, longevity, because that's where we land. And then we're able to wrap in the other categories and almost take, like I said before about the financial conceptual translation, we'll take other of those areas, and we always do a great job receiving it back to how it works in fitness type of thing. We're always taking that back and forth and circling it back to fitness, which is what we know the best.
Yeah, we're talking with Chris and Annie Mello of Sisu Fit about their local business, their podcast, Marriage Fit. Now, before we wrap up, what is something that you've learned about each other since working with each other?
Well, I would definitely say his patience and his tenacity to never give up, and his belief in me and my vision for him as a husband has been so impactful. And to do this together and be married, we just celebrated 18 years and together 23, 24, and have your best friend still be your best friend, and to be able to literally tell him anything and he will listen and be there to support you, not only in business, but also in our relationship, I would say would be the most amazing part of this whole journey.
What attracted us in the beginning was we were best friends. We like a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
And we're good at a lot of the same things. So I think, honestly, in the beginning of running a business together, we would do what we liked. And so we would do a lot of the same things. But I think as we've matured and through knowledge and experience, we've learned about each other's gaps. So she fills the gaps that I don't have, and I fill the gaps that she doesn't have. And once we started to realize that, and then put that in a strategy, that's when we started really moving. Because then we were able to literally divide and conquer and not both do the same thing and then leave the other things on the table. Now we know how to fill the gaps with each other and rely on each other. And this is where we can really support or encourage each other. When I have a question that I get stuck, I know right away she's the perfect person to talk to, because she knows everything about me and she has my gaps. And then we flip it too with that. When she stops and gets stuck somewhere, she knows I'm the perfect person to call or talk to because I fill her gaps. So I think when we started to realize that we fill each other's gaps, even though we like and do a lot of the same things, then we were able to really kind of share the roles, split the roles the right way. And that's when everything started to become really, really crystal clear.
I always have a joke. I'm the visionary and he puts the numbers to it.
I feel like my husband and I are the same way. Yeah. He's the numbers guy. I'm someone with the vision and wants to plan everything ahead of time. So I understand where you're coming from with that. Now, for anyone listening to this right now who is struggling with balance, whether it's owning a business, getting financially fit and physically fit, what would be your advice to them?
Track. Where are you at? Where are you stuck? And you said the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time to start is today. Simplify it and allow your brain to accept it. So if your goals are too big, you're not going to do them. So try to create goals that are so small that you almost laugh when you see them. And that, to me, is when you're on the right track. Because you're going to do that. I call them non-negotiables. Rain, sleet, sun, you're going to do it. Remember you. I say a lot of times I like to introduce myself to myself again. Hey, Annie, it's Annie. Remember, you know, you are Annie. You're not a mom. You're not a business owner. You're a person. And it's those little check-ins. And if you're hitting all three of those on the daily, you're going to be the best version of yourself.
There's three stages of inaction: fear, entitlement, and perfectionism. And so that's what stops us. So it's not that you have to overhaul anything. You just have to start. So we overestimate what we can do in the short term, and we underestimate what we can do in the long term. So if we flip that, if we underestimate, like Annie said, in the short term, if we just do a little bit now, then we can continue to do that. We can quite literally overestimate what we can do in the long term. That's why everything's so trendy, everything's so fast, our attention span. I mean, look at your kids when they watch TV or on technology, their brain just goes, it's too much, too soon, too fast. We do that as adults too. Slow down our brain and take more steps in real life and action. And then you start to manufacture momentum. And then what used to be hard is actually easy. And then you can just keep doing that over time. you could literally be a completely different person mm-hmm. if you just keep taking small steps every day and you slow down what's going on inside of your head.
We are out of time, Chris and Annie Mello with Sisu Fit. If anybody wants to follow your journey, whether it's through your business or through your Marriage Fit podcast, what's a good website to check out?
Well, our website at Sisu is Sisu, SISU-FIT.com.
You can also check out our podcast. It's Marriage Fit, one word, and we're on Spotify, Apple, and Libsyn.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.